弟兄姐妹朋友们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters and gospel friends.
很高兴在主的安排、主宰带领之下。
We're very glad that by the arrangements and His sovereignty.
让我的女儿真赞美可以跟真善美可以可以跟 Michael 认识。
Thank the leading of the Lord, my daughter Gloria can get to know Michael.
所以今天有这个机会，第一次来到Houston 看我们的亲家一家。
Therefore, this weekend I have the opportunity to visit with my the entire family of my future in-laws.
还有能够跟弟兄姐妹一同在这里敬拜主。
And I can also worship the Lord with all the brothers and sisters here.
我心中是非常的欢喜快乐。
My heart is full of joy and delight.
那今天呢，我要讲我一些很粗浅的个人的经历。
I want to share with you some very shallow personal experiences of mine.
可能在我们中间有一些弟兄姐妹知道我曾经过去就是一个篮球运动员。
Maybe some of the brothers and sisters know that before I was a basketball player.
所以我今天在主的道路上能够走得稳，走到现在，都是因为我在两场的球赛当中让我经历到神。
The reason why I can stand so firm for the Lord is because I have experienced the Lord in two of my basketball games.
因为时间的关系，所以我不会很细细的讲。
Because of time constraint, I would not go into detail.
首先，我就是进球队的时候，19岁。
I was 19 when I joined the basketball league.
我就跟主祷告两件事情。
So I asked the Lord for two things in my prayers.
第一件就是打完三年，我要当国手。
Which is, after 3 years, I would join the national team.
第二件就是在我还没有打篮球非凡成绩退休以前，不要有任何男人来打扰我的感情生活。
Second, before I could be this superb basketball player, I do not want any men to enter into my life to disrupt my basketball career.
所以我在1975年，我就拿到了那个国手的那个
So in 1975, I was selected to be on the national team.
那因为在台湾是有一个惯例，就是自由杯打冠军就可以参加国际赛。
There was a rule back then in Taiwan. If you joined the Freedom League, you can join the national team.
所以那一年刚好我们拿冠军，所以我们就有资格到美国尼布拉斯加那边 Omaha 参加一个四国的国际赛。
Because our team won, so I was on the national team to go to Omaha, Nebraska to join a four-nation invitation team.
过去台湾出来都是最后一名回去。
In previous years, under similar competitions, Taiwan would be ranked the last.
而且他们出来就是大部分都是国手级的球员。
And all the people who went, who were on the Taiwanese team, they were all on the national team.
那我们球队呢？不想借将，所以就只有现成的两个老国手，还有初选的三个国手。
Because we didn't want to borrow from other teams, our team consisted of two people on the national team and three others non-national team people.
我是初选之一。
I was one of the non-national team members.
可是我的心很大，我不比赛就好，我一比赛我一定要拿冠军。
However, I was very ambitious. Either I don't join the competition. If I join a competition, I'm going to win number one.
但在那一次的资格赛通知我们的时候，我就心里想，我们这个队要拿冠军是不可能。
So when I heard about this invitation competition, I was thinking, for our team to win number one, it is quite impossible.
所以我就拼命祷告，拼命读圣经。
Therefore, I tried my utmost to pray and to read the Bible.
那有一天呢，我就读了马太福音21:22.
One day, I came across Matthew chapter 21, verse 22.
他说，你们祷告，无论求什么，只要信就必得着。
And it says, and all things you ask in prayer, believing you shall receive.
因为那时候我是初信，也没有什么信心。
I just accepted the Lord and I didn't have much faith.
可是主这句话怎么讲得那么清楚? 只要你信就能得着。
But the words of the Lord are so clear here. Believing you shall receive.
所以我信心不足，我就跟主打赌。
I lacked faith, therefore I had this bet with the Lord.
因为我妈妈是一个很爱主的妈妈。
My mom is a person who really loves the Lord.
从小就跟我讲说, 我们所信的神是无所不知、无所不在、无所不能。
The God that we believe in, omnipresent, omnipresent, that He knows all, is all, and is can do everything.
所以我就跟主祷告，既然主你是这样子的主，那我跟你打赌，如果我拿冠军，我就奉献台币10,000块。
Therefore, I had this bet with the Lord. If you are such a God, if I my team won number one, I would tithe 10,000 NT dollars.
如果我两场得分最高，我一场150块。
If in the two teams, two competitions, if I scored the most, then each for each winning, I would tithe 150 Taiwan dollars.
那我就是借着这样子，我要来看我真的我信的神跟我妈妈信的是不是又真又活的神。
Therefore, I want to experience whether the God that I believe in is indeed the true and living God that my mother believed in.
结果长话短说，我们真是拿到冠军了。
To make a long story short, our team indeed won first place.
那天晚上睡觉就是你赢一分就是很好睡。
That night when I tried to go to sleep, even if you score one point, you could get a very sweet night of sleep.
在睡梦中的时候，我就做了一个梦，看到一个人来告诉我说：“你300块我收到了，你也两场得分最高。”
Then in my dream, this man came to me and said, "I did indeed receive your 300 NT dollars, and you also scored the highest in these two games."
因为那300块我在台北啊，就比较。 300块拿的比较快，10,000块对我来讲还是比较多，所以300块我祷告完，隔天我就从台北寄到高雄木栅教会去了。Because
you know, 300 NT dollars is a smaller sum to me relative to the 10,000 NT dollars. Therefore, the next day after I prayed, I had 300 NT dollars wired from Taiwan to my fellowship.
所以说，我听了说两场得分最高，钱他也收到了，那我就起来看看我那个比赛是不是真的是两场得分最高，那个国际赛。Therefore, since I
had this dream, I wanted to indeed see if I've actually scored the highest score in this national invitation game.
那个4个国家就是加拿大、墨西哥、美国跟台湾。The
four nations involved were Canada, Mexico, U.S. and Taiwan.
过往都是美国拿冠军。In
the past, U.S. would be the champion.
台湾最后。And
Taiwan would be the last.
但是这次我们拿了冠军。However,
this time we were the champion.
的确是两场的得分最高24分。Indeed,
in both of the games, I scored the highest. I scored 24 points.
是两队的最高分。
It is the highest point for both teams.
这是不可能，因为台湾第一神射手、第二神射手都在我队上。
This is impossible because the best shooters on my team, the number one and the number two shooters, were all on my team.
所以我知道这是神做的。Therefore,
I know this is something that God has done.
所以那一次我的信心就。 增加了，虽然是初信，但是我相信主听了我的祷告。So
through that experience, my faith has increased. Even though I lacked faith, I do believe God has heard my prayers.
因为那一年我们呢，有2个月的时间是从北美一直打到中美到南美，然后又要回到北美，总共要打35场。
That time we started our games in North America, then we went to Central America, we went to the southern part of America and to Central America, and then we went back to North America before we go back to Taiwan.
所以我们在国际赛呢，可以算是刚刚前面10场比赛而已。
So those invitation games were just the first 10 games of this whole entourage.
后来我也想，既然主是又真又活的神，我再打一次赌。
And I said to God, because you're the true and living God, I will make another bet with you.
我说35场全胜，再奉献600块。
If I win every single one of the 35 games, I will tithe another 600 Taiwan dollars to you.
结果我们打到第34场是在海地。
The 34th game took place in Haiti.
在那里因为太热，所以呢，我们给我们洗的都是冷水澡，所以我们十一个球员九个都生病了。
We had to take cold showers, and it was very hot there. So out of 11 players, 9 were sick.
然后最好的控球后卫，那因为要抢洗澡间，那个落地窗啊。没有开，结果他以为是开的，他就穿过去了。
So the best guard on our team had he didn't realize there were these glass to floor doors, and she didn't realize it was open, so she bumped into the glass wall.
然后我们的队长就是那个第一名的神射手，就是司机也没看到他的手放在门上，就把门一关，就把这个四肢都夹到了。
And as for the best shooter on our team, she put her hand on the car door, and the driver didn't see her hand, and so all her four fingers were hurt when the door slammed on her.
报纸也给我们登了，说队上的控球主将十号洪林尧也因为撞到该旅馆的大玻璃门而受伤，缝了好多针。队长陈美芝也不幸被车门扎伤了手指头。
So Sister Dunn is actually quoting from newspaper articles about this number 10 basketball player ran into the glass door, and this captain of the team also got her fingers hurt.
然后你看，伤的伤，病的病，然后我们从海地到洛杉矶两天的时间，我们就要打。全美第二名的球队。
So from Haiti, you know, we have hurt people, we have all these things, and then we have to come back to Los Angeles, and we have to face the number two team in the U.S.
那对我们这个队来讲，要赢是很难。
To our team, it would be very hard to win.
可是我们赢了34场，最后一场一定要赢。
But we've already won 34 games, so in this last game, we had to score.
所以我又跟主说，主啊，你是无所不能的，无所不知，无所不在的。
So I said to the Lord, you know all, you can do all, and you are everywhere.
我已经跟你祷告过了，如果35场全胜，我再奉献600块。
I've already prayed to you, if I win all 35 games, I would tithe $600.
我就跟我的队友说，我们无论怎样，我们一定要尽我们最大的力量。
So I said to my teammates, we would use our utmost strength.
很高兴哦，我们上半场赢了16分。
In the first half of the game, we were ahead 16 points.
下半场呢，五个国手，毕业四个，剩下我一个，又是四次犯规。
In the second half, there were only four players.
Four fouled out.
Oh, four people were fouled out, and I was the only remaining one.
In the national team.
就是五个国手毕业四个，剩下我一个，然后我又四次犯规。
哦，你犯规四次。Okay. There were five people on the national team. Four were already fouled out, and I also got a foul. Four times. Four fouls.
好，我们不管怎么样，就是拼到最后，直到我们最后剩下两秒钟，我们16分输掉，还倒输一分。
So we tried our very best. At the very end, there were 2 seconds remaining. We were 16 points behind, ahead, and then we are now 1 point behind.
结果我们教练叫了暂停。
Then our coach called stop.Time out.
啊，希望 希望球能够给我，因为在场只有我比较准了。
They wanted to pass the ball to me because I'm relatively speaking, I have a better shooting rate.
可是没办法，球落在我们最没有上场的一个球员身上。
However, the ball fell into the hands of someone who is the least player.
我们教练说只有两秒钟，球一进场就一秒，马上就要出手。
So our coach said to us, we only have 2 seconds left. When the ball came out, one second would be gone.
结果我们球员出手了，哨子响了，没进。
Oh, and then the ball left the hands of the player, and then the referees blew the whistle, and then the ball didn't get in.
裁判判犯规。罚两次。
And but the referee said that there was a foul, so you have to shoot the ball again 2 times.
但是他平常呢，一次的都没进，两次的只进一个。
But this person ordinarily, you know, if you have this penalty for 2 times to shoot it twice, she would at most only put in once.
如果他进一个，我们还要延长5分钟，那我们肯定输，因为没有人打了。
If she only scored 1 time, we would lose for sure because there's nobody else who can play.
所以在这样的情况之下，我又大胆的跟神开口。
Under these circumstances, with all boldness, I prayed to God again.
我首先跟我的球员说，杨儿，他叫做杨荣儿，我叫杨儿，把球的幅度拉高。
So I said to this teammate, make the curve that you're going to shoot the ball higher.
然后我就跟主说，主啊，如果这个球歪了，请你把它放进去。
And I also said to the Lord, if the ball is on the curvature, then move it back to the right direction.
那我们在场有一个记者，他是台湾也是篮球员，他就跑到那个。滑球那个篮下去看。
There's also a reporter from Taiwan with us at the time. He went to the basket right under the basket to take a good look.
第二球，我又跟我的球员说，央儿把幅度拉高。
And when she was shooting the second time, I said, make the curvature bigger.
然后我又跟主说，主啊，这个球如果歪了，请你再把它放进去。
And I said to the Lord again, if the ball is not going the right way, please put the ball into the right direction.
第二个球也进去了。
So she scored both times.
我们赢了35场。
So we won 35 games.
我们那个记者啊，从那个位置啊，一进球的时候就跑到我教练的桌子上，捶桌子说，洪教练，洪教练。这两个球我看都是歪的，不晓得为什么进。
So the reporter who was under the basketball shoot came, and as the ball was coming, he ran to our coach, and he was thumping on the desk and say, I don't know how these 2 balls got into the basket.
这本呢，就是台湾的球迷，他帮我集的那个那两个月的比赛记录。
So some fans in Taiwan collected all the information from those 2 months.
它叫做全胜纪念。
This is a memory of all victories.
我就看到最后一场，这个记者他忠实他的看见。
So the reporter for the last game was very faithful to what he saw.
所以我看到这里的时候。我感谢主，我说主啊，就是一个外邦人，也为你跟为我做见证。我的祷告你听了，你也成就了。
So as I read that interview, that recording again, I was very touched because even a Gentile person can bear testimony for you and for me, and you have accomplished my prayers.
所以我把它写的念给大家听了。最后两秒钟，国泰落后一分。11号杨荣儿主罚，全场观众屏息以待。两个球的幅度都很高，观众的心也随之提升。看起来似乎都歪了的球，结果都空心落网。国泰还以1分领先。
And so she was reading the, quoting the exact newspaper recording in the last 2 seconds. Her team was behind by 1 point. And this number 11, Miss Young, had this penalty ball. And the whole entire audience was holding their breath and waiting. And then for these two penalty balls, the curvature was too high. And the heart of all the audience were also lifted, because it looks like as if the ball is curving, but then eventually they all get into the basket, and so the Taiwan team was ahead by 1 point.
我从这两场的经历里边，我真的是看到。
So from these two games, I truly experienced that the God whom I believe in is a true and living God.
如果不是这个记者写出来他所看见的，我对我的祷告还没有那么的有信心。
If it weren't for this newspaper reporter who recorded everything, I wouldn't be as assured about my prayer as I would have been.
所以因为这样子。 他就是这两场球赛就奠定了我跟随主的那个根基。
From these two games, it established a foundation by which I would follow the Lord.
后来我退休了。Afterwards,
I retired.
那天晚上我就跟主说，我已经退休了，也光荣退休了，我要一个先生。That
night, I said to the Lord, I already retired in glory, I needed a husband.
结果主也给我话语。The
Lord also gave me his word.
在那个诗篇里面，第三十七篇，
In Psalm 37, verse 6.
第五。
Verse 5.
当将你的事交托耶和华，并依靠他，他就必成全。
Psalm 37, verse 5. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he will do it.
还有七节上半。你当默然依靠耶和华，耐心等候他。
And verse, first part of verse 7. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him.
那因为我是30岁退休。
I retired at age 30.
等了两年，大家都在骂我说你已经要当老太婆了，还嫁不出去。
I waited 2 years, and everybody was joking that I was this old maid who would never be married off.
但是神跟我讲，我要耐心等候。But
God said to me that I need to wait patiently for him.
所以呢，我就等候啦，因为主的应许不会落空。因为以前经历过主了，所以现在我知道神的话，他。
Therefore, I know this time when he promised me, he would not. He would be faithful to his promise, as I've experienced him in the past from the two races.
所以我呢就开了11个条件跟神要先生。
So I listed 11 criteria for my husband before God.
然后呢，11个条件写下来，然后贴在我的房间里面，每天早晚把11个条件练一练。哈利路亚，感谢主。
So I posted these 11 criteria in my bedroom, and every morning and night, I read them out loud, and I said, Hallelujah, and praise the Lord.
好多球员还有一些认识我的都叫我撕下来。如果神没有成就，那你的脸往哪里摆？
A lot of my teammates and other people who knew me would tell me to take down those 11 criteria, because if God did not accomplish these 11 criteria, you would lose face.
有的还笑我说你想先生都想疯了。
Some people said that you've gone crazy wanting a husband.
但是我告诉他，我说我所信的神他是信实的，我既然已经哈利路亚感谢赞美主，主一定照着这个。
However, I told people the God whom I believed in is a faithful God, because I've already praised him and said hallelujah for these criteria. I know he would accomplish according to this.
在那段时间，因为台湾有好多教会请我去做见证。
At the time, there were a lot of fellowships in Taiwan who asked me to to talk about my testimony.
那我就在一个教会里面啊，就先预告我的婚姻的条件。
So in one particular fellowship, I pre-announced my criteria for marriage.
我说神成就了，我一定带我的弟兄来让你们看，这是祷告得来的。
So I said, if when God accomplishes prayer, I will surely bring my husband before you to know that God has accomplished all this.
后来我也把曾弟兄带去，当时还在场的好像还有五六个听见这个见证的。
After I got married, I did bring Brother Zin to this fellowship, and there were still five or six people who were there at the time who heard me talk about this the first time.
因为我要把时间多一点留给他了，那我就公布我十一个条件。
Because I want to leave more time to him, I want to proclaim my 11 criteria.
这十一个条件要集中在一个弟兄的身上是很难。
To have all these 11 criteria be concentrated on one brother, it is very hard.
第一个条件里面有三个小条件。
There are three sub-points within the first criteria.
他必须是一个爱主信主的，还有一个孝顺父母，又要体贴太太。
He has to believe in the Lord. He has to love the Lord. He also has to be obedient and honoring his parents, and he has to love his wife.
因为我相信，如果他是爱主、敬畏主的，他一定会照着主的话去孝顺父母，还要为太太舍命。
Because I believe that if the brother loves the Lord and reveres the Lord, he would truly, according to the word of the Lord, to honor his parents and also love his wife.
So this is the 第一个，这一关如果没过，其他的就不要了。
So this is the number one criterion. If this one is not fulfilled, forget about the others.
其他的就是中国人住在外国，身高175公分以上。
Okay, so the other ones are, he has to be Chinese, he has to live overseas, he has to be over 170 centimeters, 175 centimeters.
血型 O 型.
And he has to have a blood type, O blood type.
不胖也不瘦.
And he cannot be too fat, nor can he be too thin.
大学以上程度.
He has to have a college or above, education level.
有钱的商人。
He has to be a wealthy merchant.
然后还有那个认识一年以内要结婚。
Also, within a year after we know each other, we have to get married.
还有大我四岁。
And he has to be older than me by 4 years.
几个了？我几个了？
How many am I? How many have I counted?
Okay, 反正为什么我说要中国人住在外国。
Why did I say he has to be Chinese and this person has to be living overseas?
因为退休之后人家就给我做媒啦，那媒婆一说对方是丽英媒，没有一个男士想敢要。
So after I retired, there are lots of matchmakers trying to bring spouses to me. But once they heard that it is me who is the target, nobody wants in Taiwan wants to marry me.
因为那个富达人那个记者啊，他说谁要娶丽英美，一定要吃雄心豹胆。
Because that newspaper reporter said whoever is going to marry me has to have the courage to eat the worst things on earth, like the heart of a bear and the gallbladder of some other beast.
所以因为这样子，我就没有。要台湾的，我就要中国人住在外国。
Therefore, I don't want any man from Taiwan. I want a Chinese person who's living overseas.
所以神就把他带回来给我了。
Therefore, the Lord brought him back to me.
Yeah. 感谢主，这些经历真的是奠定我今天还在主的道路上跟随他，因为我所信的神真是又真又活的神，说话的神，有恩典有怜悯的主。
Therefore, this God that I know is truly a true and living God, and He speaks to me, and He is faithful.
谢谢大家。
弟兄姊妹们，朋友们，大家平安。
Peace, brothers, sisters, and gospel friends.
代表我们西雅图的弟兄姊妹们向大家问安。
Greetings, I represent the brothers and sisters in Seattle to send you greetings.
孙立兄特别托付我一定要跟大家问安。
Brother Sun particularly urged me to send greetings.
感谢主，那我们在不同的地方一起为主做见证。
We thank the Lord that we can bear testimony for the Lord in different locations.
今天来到这里就好像回家一样。
Today I come here is like coming home.
虽然是第一次。
Even though this is my first time here.
也只有认识少数的弟兄姊妹。
And I only know a few, very few handful of brothers and sisters.
但是在波饼聚会的时候，灵里面的感觉就是我们是一家人。
However, during table meeting, my sense within is that we are all of one family.
我们知道魏弟兄在这里建立了非常美好的见证。
We know the brother Wei has borne very beautiful testimony here.
我们有这么多的弟兄姊妹也一起为了主的见证和他荣耀的旨意在这里持守。
We are also standing firm to bear testimony for the Lord and for His glorious will.
心里面常常想说，什么时候会到休斯顿看看弟兄姊妹？
Sometimes in my heart, I was wondering when am I going to visit the brothers and sisters in Houston.
没想到总是借着奇妙的方式让 Michael 跟 Gloria 认识了。
But then andwithout imagining it, but God has arrangedwondrously for Gloria to meet Michael.
所以这次来不仅是看我们的未来的亲家。
So not only am I visiting with my future in-laws.
更是要来看弟兄姊妹。
Furthermore, I want to see brothers and sisters here.
心中真的是欢喜快乐。
My heart is full of joy and delight.
谢谢弟兄们给我们这个机会。
I thank brothers and sisters to give me this opportunity.
在这里讲述一点我们在主里面的见证。
To speak a little bit of the testimonies in the Lord.
我们所要说的不是我们有什么奇妙的经历。
We're not talking about any wondrous experiences that we have.
乃是要述说我们有何等一位奇妙的救主。
But we want to tell you the wondrous Savior that we have.
那我们都把我们的焦点放在主的身上。
Let's put our focal point on the Lord.
譬如说像那个球赛的胜负，其实不是很重要的。
For instance, in these basketball games, whether you win or lose is actually not that important.
但是建立一个人对主的认识和信心非常重要。
However, it is very important to build up the knowledge and faith of a person in the Lord.
从我认识英美开始。
From the time I know my wife,
我就开始听她讲见证。
I hear about her testimony.
当时我是一个初信的弟兄。
At the time, I was only a new believer.
当她见证讲给我听的时候
，When she bore her testimony,
对我的信心是非常大的帮助。
It was a great help to my faith.
真的让我看见，我虽然是用信心信主，但是他却是真实的。
Even though I have the faith to believe in him, now I know that he is faithful.
是又真又活的。
He is indeed true and living.
篮球场对英美来说就是他属灵的健身房。
So the basketball field is indeed my wife's spiritual gym.
我们弟兄姊妹无论从事什么行业，
Regardless of what profession you're in,
其实主都希望借着那个地方成为我们属灵的健身房。
God wants to through that place to make it into your spiritual gym.
所以在这里我也讲述一点我的见证。
So here I also want to share with you my testimonies.
首先当然得讲一下这个婚姻。
So I first have to share with you about my marriage.
因为婚姻需要两个人。
Because it requires two people in a marriage.
光英美讲也不完全。
It's not complete if you just hear it from my wife.
主很奇妙地带领我们两个。
God has led both of us wondrously.
我们照着出生来说，都是乡下的孩子。
As far as our backgrounds are concerned, we're from the suburbs.
她在高雄，我在斗六。
She is from the city of Kaohsiung, and I'm from the city of 斗六。
我们都出生非常的卑微。
We are from very lowly, humble beginnings.
特别是我家是拜偶像的。
Particularly for me, my family worshipped idols.
从小就没有觉得自己将来会是有什么成就。
From young, I didn't think I would accomplish anything in life.
但是没有想到，有一位完全不看人的出身 只用他无条件的爱爱我们的神。
However, I've never thought I would meet this God who did not consider what background we're from, but he uses unconditional love to love us.
因为他医治了我从小就造成了一个非常严重的忧郁症和焦虑症。
He has healed my very severe depression and anxiety from my youth.
也把我软弱的身体变为健康。
He also turned my very weak body into a strong body.
这个故事从1978年开始。
My story started in 1978.
当主有机会让我在一个在民航局被派到波音公司的时候。
When I was sent by one place to the Boeing company.
有一个同事跟我讲，他说，说不定你这一趟去是你人生的转捩点。
So a colleague said to me, maybe this will be your turning point in your life.
我当时听到这个话觉得没那么伟大吧。
I was thinking maybe it's not going to turning point, it's not going to be so great.
那么多同事都到美国去。
So many of my colleagues have gone to America.
有没有看见他们人生转捩了什么？
You didn't see any turning point in their lives.
但是这句话后来真的应验了。
However, these words became fulfilled.
因为这个波音公司的经理他就遇到我之后一心一意就要我到美国读书。
This manager from the Boeing company, after he met me, he really wanted me to go study in America.
这是从来没有在我心中出现过的意念。
This is a thought that has never occurred in my mind.
主借着他和我在台湾的上司，两个人一个拉一个推，就把我送到美国读书了。
Through my then boss and this manager at Boeing, I became a student in America.
奇妙地为我预备了40万新台币，这是对我们家来说是天文数字。
And also, 400,000 NT dollars were prepared for me for my tuition. To me, that was a huge, imaginable sum.
但是到西雅图的头一年
，However, my first year in Seattle,
也是我人生最黑暗。最危险的一点。
That was the darkest and the most dangerous year of my whole life.
因为忧郁症。
Because of my depression.
我一年之间都在想着怎么自杀。
For the whole year, I was thinking about how to commit suicide.
然后让我的父母亲可以得到赔款。
And then my parents would get insurance proceeds.
到了我来的隔年暑假。
In the second summer after I came to America,
我真的开始录音，要跟父母诀别。
I was taping my own last words to my parents, to the final farewell.
三次，一说父母，我就录不下去了。
For three times after I said mom and dad, I couldn't continue with the recording.
最后勉强录完。
Finally, I completed with difficulty the recording.
寄回台湾。
And I mailed it to Taiwan.
我以为我的人生就到此为止了。
I felt like this is the end of my life.
没想到主带我去拿到奖学金，进了研究所。
Little did I know, the Lord enabled me to get a scholarship to get into grad school.
他把我从接近死亡的边缘拯救回来。
He saved me from the edge of death.
在我觉得一切都空虚、一切都失望的时候，主忽然向我显现。
When I felt that there was this big void and everything was hopeless, God, the Lord suddenly appeared before me.
当时是放寒假，1981年寒假。
At the time, it was winter break in 1981.
当我陪了一个朋友去加州最好玩的地方玩过一趟回来之后。
After I went with a few friends to the best places in California.
刚回到我的宿舍不到两个小时。
I came back to my dorm and within 2 hours,
一个弟兄打电话给我。
A brother called me.
我心里面忽然一个非常大的感动。
I had this stirring in my heart.
我说我拜佛这么多年。
I have bowed to Buddha all these years.
没有人曾经这样爱过我。
No one has loved me in this manner.
这个弟兄为什么爱我？
Why did this brother love me so?
我刚回来这么短时间，他又打来，就可见了他一直在想我。
I just got home and he called me. You could see that he really was missing me.
我本来听福音的时候一直拒绝的。
I previously rejected all opportunities to listen to the gospel.
我想说我已经有这么多的神可以拜，还缺少一个耶稣吗？
I'm already worshiping all these gods. Do I still lack Jesus?
但是那件事情，那个经历，真的打动我的心，知道有位神跟我拜的佛不一样。
But that experience and that stirring in my heart led me to understand that this God is different from all these Buddhas I've worshipped before.
这个爱也就是我从小心中一直渴望的。
And this love is something that I long for since youth.
对，几天之后。
A few days later.
可能就在可能是当天或是隔天。
Maybe it's that day or the next day.
我走到我的研究生办公室。
I went to my office in my grad school.
我书一点都看不下去。
I could not concentrate on my books.
我回去，我去了又想走回来。
I went to my office and wanted to leave.
然后走回来之前，我说我要祷告。
Before I left the office, I said I needed to pray.
这是我生平中第一次跟主耶稣祷告。
This was the first time ever in my whole life to pray to the Lord Jesus Christ.
为了跟一个朋友和好。
Because I wanted to be reconciled to a friend of mine.
我说主啊。如果你听我这两个祷告
，Lord, if you hear these two prayers of mine，
我就相信你真是我朋友所说的那位又真又活的神。
I will indeed believe that you are this true and living God that my friend mentioned.、Right?
我就相信你，我就一生侍奉你。
I will believe in you and all my days in my life, I will serve you.
我说主第一个祷告就是让我在回去的路上遇见这个朋友。
So my first prayer is that on my return back to my home and my dorm, I would encounter this friend.
第二个，让他跟我和好。
And the second prayer is that he would be reconciled with me.
为什么分开祷告呢？
Why do I separate it into two prayers?
因为觉得是遇见他呢是比较容易的。
Because I felt that it was easier to have an encounter with him.
但是要叫他这位心里面比较高傲的人要跟我和好，那是很困难的。
However, I think it's a lot more difficult for this very proud person to be reconciled with me.
祷告完了，我没有让主去把他找回来，我就走了。
And after I finished my prayer, I just left without getting to look for this person.
那时候是圣诞节之前，下雪的日子，整个地都是冰。
It was right before Christmas, and it was snowing, and the whole ground was filled with ice.
那是半夜十二点钟。
It was also midnight.
那是只有五分钟的路程。
It was only a 5-minute walk.
我一点都没有觉得这个祷告会成就。
I did not think this prayer would be fulfilled.
但是没想到，在最后一个转弯的十字路口，那个朋友出现了。
Little did I know, at the last intersection, my friend showed up.
我心跳得非常的厉害。我里面呼喊说：“难道主耶稣真的是唯一的真神
？”My heart was really pounding, and I was saying to him, "Is maybe the Lord Jesus Christ is the true God?"
我决定去跟这个朋友说话。
So I decided to talk to this friend.
结果没想到那一天他的态度跟以前完全不一样。
Little did I know he had a totally different attitude that night.
我们和好了。
We were reconciled.
走出他的宿舍。
And we went to his dorm.
他。我的心被主和他的爱充满。
And my heart was filled by the Lord and His love.
我的忧郁症、悲观、厌世的意念也从我里面完全都被赶出去。
My depression, my pessimism, and all these passive thoughts were all totally gone from my heart.
这是我人生中最重要的一天。
This was the most important day in my whole entire life.
我的人生真的是遇到了一个转捩点。
There was indeed a turning point in my life.
如果没有信主
，Had I not believed in the Lord，
我是不会结婚的。
I would not have gotten married.
我们家有四个有四对的婚姻。
We have four pairs of marriages in my family.
我的父母和我的两个姐姐一个哥哥。
My parents had the marriage, and then my two older sisters and an older brother.
我从小看见他们的婚姻。
From youth, I was watching their marriages.
充满了各种的难处和苦难。
They were full of affliction and difficulties.
我真的相信，婚姻是恋爱的坟墓。
I truly believe that marriage is the graveyard to love.
我就说，我不要去进行那个苦难。
And I said, I would not enter into this affliction.
我更不能生几个孩子，让我像我一样的受苦。
And I would never have a couple of kids so that they would suffer like me.
但是当信主的那一天
，But on the day when I believed in the Lord,
改变了。
I was changed.
我的想法改变了。
My thoughts were changed.
我开始觉得我要结婚。
I started to feel like I needed to get married.
但是30年来都没有去认识人，跟谁结婚呢？
But 30 plus years have gone by. I don't really know anyone. Who do I marry? Who do I marry?
很奇妙的，大概一个星期左右，我就看到台湾的一个报纸。
Wondrously, within a week, I read the newspaper article from Taiwan.
有一个女篮国手退休了。
There was this retirement announcement by this female basketball player. The
很大的一篇报道。
It was a big. It was big news.
啊，许多事都让我很感动。
There were many things that touched me.
最让我感动是最后一段。
The passage that touched me most was the last passage.
说英美是一个虔诚的基督徒。
It says that this woman is a devout Christian.
她把她的球赛、生活和未来的婚姻全交给神安排。
She left the Lord and for him to arrange for her basketball games and her life and her marriage.
当我看到未来的婚姻的时候
，When I saw when I read about future marriage,
我看见希望。
I saw this hope.
我说主啊，如果你肯把丽英美给我做妻子，我就愿意结婚。
So I said to the Lord, if you would grant me this woman as my wife, I would be willing to get married.
这是我一生做的最果断，也是最正确的一个祷告。
This was the most accurate and decisive decision I made in my whole entire life.
这样的果断不是我的性格。
I am not a decisive person.
但是主的灵真的感动我。
However, the Spirit of the Lord truly touched me.
啊，高兴了一个礼拜。
I was happy for a week.
好像已经娶到丽英美了。
It was as if I had already married this woman.
但是一个礼拜之后，我就开始烦恼了。
After a week, I was a little puzzled, worried.
我说主啊，我做的是什么祷告呢
？What kind? So I said to the Lord, Lord, what kind of prayer did I pray?
我两个人什么都不相合，我要跟他结婚。
We're two people who are so totally different, and I wanted to marry her.
我想说，在灵性上，人家把他一生都奉献给神了，我才刚刚信主，都还没告诉人呢。
and this woman has dedicated her life to the Lord, and I just believe in the Lord, and I haven't even told anyone about my faith.
在心理上，我是这么悲观厌世，你让他打篮球打那么好，肯定是很乐观、很开朗的。
And I'm such a pessimist, and this woman is she can play such a good basketball, so she must be a very optimistic person.
那身体上她是这个亚洲女铁人，我是个东亚病夫。
In terms of our physical body, she is like this Asian iron woman, and I'm like this really frail man.
我说主啊，那个祷告，请你撤销。
So I said to the Lord, "Why don't you cancel my prayer?"
我那时候没想好，乱祷告。
I wasn't in my right mind. This was a wrong prayer.
但是主呢，怎么也不肯撤销了。
However, God would not revoke this prayer.
因为我祷告的时候是奉主耶稣的名，阿门的。
Because at the end of my prayer, I said, "In the name of the Lord Jesus, Amen."
后来我受浸了，我受浸了。
Oh, afterwards, I was baptized.
然后我们那些弟兄姊妹啊。就很爱护我，就开始给我介绍女朋友了。
And our brothers and sisters really love me, and so they started to introduce girlfriends to me.
但是他们一介绍呢，我就说，那主耶稣是我的主，所以他应当也是我婚姻的主。
Then I said to them, you know, the Lord is my Lord, and He should also be the Lord of my marriage.
我的婚姻只要他来安排，不要我自己做拣选。
I for my marriage, He would make all arrangements. I would not have any choice in this.
一祷告说主啊。弟兄介绍这个是吗？主说不是。
So when people would bring girlfriends to me and ask the Lord, "Is this the one?" And the Lord said, "No."
那我说那是丽英美吗
Then I said to the Lord, is it this woman?
啊，里面就说是。
And then within it says yes.
啊，这样经过一两次之后，我就知道了。
After a few times, I knew.
但是我是这在这的怕的要命。
But I was in great fear.
这个两个南辕北辙的人要做夫妻。
We are polar opposite, and we now become a couple.
我吓都吓坏了。
I was in great fear.
所以从看到报纸，一直等了一年之久。
So after I read the newspaper article, I waited for one whole year.
又到了我信主的那个季节，就是圣诞节之前。
So until the second Christmas, the season where I believed in the Lord.
忽然有个感动。
Suddenly, after stirring in my heart.
我说我在记着写个贺年写个圣诞卡，我就把这件事情把它了结掉。
Why don't I write a Christmas card and I will put all this into an end?
我的想法是说，希望这个卡片呢，漂洋过海呢，中间就丢掉了，他没收到。
So first I thought maybe you know in this long way to Taiwan this greeting card would get lost.
或是他收到了，但是因为他很有名，所以呢收到很多卡片，他就不回我了。
So and then second maybe she's famous and she has many greeting cards and she wouldn't respond to my card.
只要这两件有一个成就的话，那我就跟主说不是我的事了哈。
And then if any one of the two conditions get fulfilled, then it's not the matter anymore.
但是很遗憾的，我很快就收到他的回卡。
Regrettably, I received her response.
哎呀，我收到一个烫手山芋在手上。
I have this hot potato in my hand.
我不知道该怎么办呢。
I don't know what to do.
所以我就把它放到我抽屉最底下去。
I put it in the bottom pile of my drawer.
我就假装我在忙着写论文。
I pretended I was busy with my thesis.
然后我就说 我不要去想这件事情。
I said, I don't want to think about this.
但当论文写完的时候
After I finished my thesis,
这件事情又回来了。
This thing came to me again.
好像有一件跟主没有完成的事情。
There's some matter that was uncompleted with the Lord.
啊，那我跟主说。
So I said to the Lord,
我说主啊，我真的觉得这个婚姻不会成功。
I told the Lord, I truly believe this marriage would not succeed.
那么既然这样，何必去伤害一个那么好的姐妹呢？
If it were true, then why do I have to hurt such a good sister?
但是主还是不放过我。
However, the Lord would not let me go.
所以我跟主说。
So I said to the Lord,
主既然这样。
If it were so,
那我就写一封信吧。
Let me write a letter.
但是我负责写信。
I'm only responsible in writing the letter.
跟他交往。
To start the relationship.
这婚姻的成败呢，是你的责任。
You, God, are responsible for the success of this marriage.
就这样，我信写出去。
Therefore, I started this letter.
跟英美见面。
And I also met Sister Deborah.
头一次看到她，我就说，这是我的妻子。
And the first time I met her, I said to the Lord, "This is my wife."
我妈妈有点担心。
My mom was a little worried.
但是主很快就在梦中告诉她。
However, The Lord very quickly told her in a dream.
他说，金台跟英梅在那里等公车，你帮他看一下。
Brother and sister Jenna waiting for the bus. Just take a look.
他说他们两个很相配啊。
They are a very good couple.
妈妈第二天告诉我。
So my mom told me the next morning.
他说是不是主耶稣跟我说话
？Is it the Lord Jesus who's speaking to me？
怎么我在说这个不太赞成，怎么马上就做了这个梦？
I was saying I was not very approving of this marriage, and suddenly I had this dream.
我说有可能啊。
I said maybe it's possible.
那要不要我们找个机会去看看英美呢
？Why don't we I find an opportunity to visit Sister Deborah?
我说我结婚不但是为我自己，也是为了你跟爸爸。
I get married not just for myself, but also for you and Dad.
如果你们不赞成，我是一定不会跟他交往的。
If you two do not approve, I would not continue on with my relationship with her.
主就借这个福音聚会。那我们见面，全家都喜欢她。
Through a gospel meeting, our entire family met with her, and we all loved her.
就这样我们交往。
Therefore, we started our relationship.
在我刚刚信主的时候
，When I first believed in the Lord,
我读创世纪第二十二章。
I read Genesis chapter 22.
24。就是亚伯拉罕差遣他的老仆人去为以撒娶妻子的故事。
Which is a story about Abraham sending his old servant to find a wife for his son Isaac.
我心中非常的感动。
My heart was very, very stirred.
我说我没有老仆人，那我自己就做这个老仆人吧。
Since I don't have the old servant, I would become this old servant.
我来寻求主。
So I sought before the Lord.
我说主，我要一个像利百加这样的姊妹。
I want a wife just like Rebecca.
当时我看见她两个点。
At the time, I saw two aspects.
第一个就是她爱老人。
First, she loves old people.
我希望我的妻子呢，将来我父母年老的时候，她还爱他们，能够孝敬他们。
I want my wife to show respect to the elderly, so that even when my parents are old, she would still love them.
主真的看重这个愿望。
The Lord truly see my desire.
让我的母亲活到101岁，继续接受媳妇的孝敬。
So my mom sitting here, she is 101 years old. She's still receiving the love from my wife.
101对一个普通身体很好的人来说，都已经是非常不得了的事情。
It is amazing for someone to live till 101, for someone who has good health.
如果我们知道他一生所经历过的那些艰难和缺食忍饿，我们就觉得说这是真的是奇妙。
If you have heard about all the afflictions she had gone through, all the lacking, all the hunger, all the illness, you would think that this is indeed wondrous.
这是主做的。
This is done by the Lord.
然后另外一个重点，我看到了利百加。
Another thing that is like Rebecca that I saw.
就是这个姊妹心很大。
This sister had a great heart.
她可以打水给十条骆驼喝。
Rebecca can draw water for 10 donkeys.
我说主啊，我要结婚，要娶一个姊妹。
Oh, camels.
我要娶一个姊妹呢，无论家里来多少福音朋友或弟兄姊妹，她都愿意做菜给他们吃。
So I said to the Lord, I want to marry a wife. Even though I had gospel meetings, regardless of how many people have showed up, she would be willing to cook meals for them.
感谢主啊，英美就是让我可以随时不通知她就把人带到家里面来的。
I thank the Lord that Deborah is such a person. With no prior notice, I would bring any number of people to my house, and she would be prepared to cook.
她也乐意一次煮给几十个人吃。
And she's also happy to cook meals for dozens of people.
所以我所要的两个重点，主都答应我了。
So the Lord has promised both main points for me.
然后孙立兄有一次讲到的时候，他说利百加一定是一个很强壮的女子。
One time, Brother Sun was preaching, and he said this: Rebecca must be a very strong woman.
我说哇，那要在台湾找到一个比她更强壮的女子呢，是不容易了。
I said it is not possible to find someone who's stronger than Rebecca in Taiwan.
她曾经拿过台湾的女子五项全能的冠军。
She has won the champion for the try.Pentathlon.
对，感谢主啊！这个主真的是样样都照那次我的感动祷告来成就了。
So I thank the Lord that God has indeed promised every single point that I prayed to Him about.
一晃就经过了32年。
And then 32 years have gone by.
每次想到主这样奇妙的带领。
Every time I think about the wondrous leading of the Lord,
我知道，他不仅是全能的神。
I know that not only is He all powerful,
他更是充满慈爱和怜悯的神。
He is also full of loving kindness and mercy.
他为很卑微的人做的是何等重大宝贵的事。
For lowly people, He has done such important and precious things.
我现在稍微交通一点关于主如何引导我走到这条道路，后来出来全世界侍奉主。
I also want to now share with you how the Lord has led me to full-time service.
跟英美结婚之后，生了第一个孩子，真荣耀。
After I got married to Deborah, we had our first daughter, Mary.
Daniel.
对。有了孩子以后呢，不知道为什么心呢，好像就开始。这个想世界了。
I don't know how, but after I had my first child, my heart is longing for the world.
好像还没有信主以前那个世界的野心，想赚大钱、成大功的那个野心，跑回到我里面来了。
It is as if this ambition to make a name for myself and make money for myself in the world, that ambition came back to my heart.
所以 我就想离开大学教书的工作。
Therefore, I wanted to leave my teaching job at a university.
我想要去这个外商公司，可以赚很多钱，可以有车子开的。
I wanted to join a business where I can own a car.
那主也让我去做。
And the Lord also allowed me to take these steps.
啊，结果真的得到了啊 ，HP 的一个做 sales 的工作。
Therefore, I got a sales job at HP.
跟我那个大学校长辞行的时候
，As I was saying goodbye to the head of the school, the university.
他问我说，公司给我什么待遇？
He asked me, what is the compensation at HP?
我就把他说，有这么多薪水，有这么多退这个这个福利，然后还有一辆车子。
And I said to him, I have this base pay, and I have this car, and all these benefits.
但是校长虽然说，哇，你的待遇比我还好。
Even though the head of the university said, oh, you have better, you're better paid than me.
但是隔几天我就遇到一个老姊妹。
A few days later, I ran into this elderly sister.
在走路的时候遇到我。
She ran into me as I was walking.
她就说，听说你要离开这里。
She said, I heard you're leaving here.
她说，我觉得这个不是神的旨意。
And she said, I don't think this is the will of God.
我不是很想听。
I didn't want to hear this.
但是我心里面觉得，可能她说的是对的。
But in my heart, I felt maybe she was right.
对，我没想到去工作之后。
Little did I know when I started my new job.
半年的时间。
Within half a year.
有一次我跟我的经理要去销售。这个设备的时候
，As I was selling equipment with my manager，
经理告诉我说你撞到人了。
My manager said you ran into someone, your car ran into someone。
我完全不知道。
I had no clue。
是当我停车回头一看
，I stopped the car and I looked。
我吓坏了。
I was scared。
那个人整个脸就趴在地上一动也不动。
The person that I hit, he was face down and he was not moving。
我跟主祷告。
I prayed to the Lord.
我说主啊，求你保守这个人能够不死，能够健康的活过来。
I prayed to the Lord, keep this person's life so that he can have health again.
只要你听我这个祷告，后面无论你要什么，我都给你了。
As long as you listen to this prayer, whatever you want, I will promise you, give to you.
我为什么这样祷告呢
？Why did I pray in this manner?
因为在我刚刚信主的时候
，When I first believed in the Lord,
在有一次的聚会里。
In one meeting,
讲道的弟兄跟我们说
，the brother who preached said to us,
我们都说我们爱主
，we all say that we love the Lord,
愿意顺服他
，we all are willing to obey him.
如果有一天主呼召你全时间侍奉他
，but one day if the Lord calls you to serve him full time,
你愿不愿意顺服
？Are you willing to obey?
我马上我从心里面说我不愿意。
So from my heart, I said I'm not willing.
哇，这个不愿意不能随便想，也不能随便说的。
Even if I can't say these words or think that I'm not willing easily.
因为从那以后，这个问话就不停止的一直问我了。
Because from that point onward, this question keeps popping up in my heart.
就这样，后来我毕业回台湾了。
After that, I graduated and went back to Taiwan.
那我也把这件事情当得很认真。
I treated this matter very seriously.
我到神学院去问人家，怎么样可以成为这个侍奉主的人。
I went to seminaries to ask people how you could become a full-time person.
我到祷告山去问人家怎么样能够成为侍奉主的人。
I went to prayer meetings and asked them how can you believe become someone who can serve the Lord.
但主把这些门都关掉了。
However, the Lord closed all these doors.
直到有一天
，until one day，
他带领我回到美国。
He led me back to America.
讲一下刚才那个老先生。
I talk about the elderly man before.
这是我撞到的。
Oh, the person my car hit.
他那个昏迷不醒啊，三天之久。
He was in a coma for 3 days.
他的头啊，越长越大，大概差不多两倍多了。
His head swelled, maybe double the size.
我完全没有心去工作了。
I had no heart to continue.
天天就守在他的医院病房里面。
Every day I was next to his hospital bed.
但是感谢主啊。
However, thank the Lord.
他就神迹似的就好过来。
Miraculously, he recovered.
就这样，我照着我跟主的祷告，我开始寻求侍奉他。
According to my prayer in this manner, I started to seek the way to serve him.
英美还特别辞职请假去祷告，专心祷告。
Deborah even took leave to spend time and focus on praying.
就是要问问主说，到底要让我们 在台湾就想继续侍奉呢，还是要带我们回美国来还福音的债？
So the prayer was whether we need to remain in Taiwan to serve him there or to come to America to repay the debt of the gospel.
感谢主，他最后很清楚，让我们感动，就是回美国。
We thank the Lord that he clearly led both of us to come back to America.
借着全家一起拿到签证。
Our whole entire family got the visas.
借着我的父亲最后愿意让我们回来。
And also my father agreed to let us go.
好，我们回来了。
So we returned.
在那个寻求过程里边。
In this process of seeking his will.
所以回不回来不是很清楚，但是呢，主说，这个十字架就是我们将来要走的道路。
It was very clear that the way of the cross, the way to Calvary, would be our way as a family.
我们这个过程里边一个转折点就是1989年。
The turning point occurred in 1989.
一个弟兄介绍我们参加西安特会。
A brother introduced to get us to a WCCC.
那一次的主题是神永远的旨意。
The theme of that conference was the eternal purpose of God.
这是从来没有听过的一个词。
I've never heard of this term before.
第一次我参加了这个特会。
First time I was at the West Coast Conference.
也跟孙弟兄有些的交通。
I had some fellowship with Brother Sun.
我当时是似懂非懂什么是神永远的旨意。
At the time, I was a little fuzzy about this eternal purpose of God.
但是主借着这个起点就开始带领我。
However, from the starting point, he started to lead me.
后来经过了几年的时间。
After a few years.
中间我拿到了绿卡。
I got my green card.
后来就是1992年6月的时候
，In June of 1992，
我的博士班的奖学金就停掉了。
My scholarship for my PhD was halted。
我就跟主问说：“主啊，这个是什么意思
？”So I asked the Lord, "What is your desire in this?"
主让我想起来说，2年之前我跟他有一个约。
The Lord reminded me 2 years ago I made this covenant with him。
在一个特会里头，我跟主说：“我愿意全时间侍奉你。”
In a special conference, I said that I'm willing to serve you full time.
最快是1992年的6月。
And the soonest time I could start serving you is June of 1992.
我已经忘记了。
I forgot.
主没忘记。
But the Lord did not forget.
我把那张纸条从圣经里面打开来一看。
So I took that piece of paper I wrote down from the Bible and I looked at it.
那我知道是主在催促我。
I know that it was the Lord who was urging me.
后来伯利兄正好到我们那边去传福音。
Later on, Brother Bor came to us to preach the Bible.
我跟他有一些交通。
I had some fellowship with him.
隔天我就到学校去跟他们说我要迁出宿舍。
The next day, I told the school that I need to leave the dorm.
那他们告诉我说要30天的通知。
They told us you need 30 days prior notice.
那我说哪一天是30天呢？
So I said, what day is the 30th day?
他说8月20号。
August 20th.
我心里面就非常的震惊。
So my heart was very shocked.
那天是我40岁的生日。
That day was my 40th birthday.
在过去的一段时间。
In the time past.
我跟英美提了好几次。
I've mentioned this several times with
Deborah. 我说我感觉我40岁的时候，我的人生会有重大的转变。
I felt that there would be a big turning point when I turned 40.
但是我不知道是什么转变。
But I didn't know what kind of a turning point it would be.
等到那日期出来的时候。
When that date showed up.
我知道是主的主宰权柄为我定下的意念。
I know it was the sovereignty and his wisdom that set this day for me.
所以我们就准备8月20号开始就要离开学校，就要去侍奉主。
Therefore, we were preparing to leave the school on August 20th to start serving the Lord.
但是真的不知道去哪里侍奉主。
But we didn't know where to go to serve the
Lord. 这比当时寻求要娶太太还要难。
This is more difficult than to pray to him to get a wife.
当时有三个地方呢，是我觉得有可能的。
At the time, I felt there were three places, possibilities that where I can serve.
一个在芝加哥，一个洛杉矶，一个在西雅图。
Chicago, L.A. and Seattle.
那芝加哥跟洛杉矶我都去过，他们那里也比较熟悉。
I've been to Chicago and the LA fellowships, and I'm familiar with them.
唯独西雅图呢，我只认识孙弟兄一个人，其他都不认识。
As for Seattle, I only know a brother son and nobody else.
但是很奇妙。
But wondrously,
有一天又有一个弟兄到我们那里传福音。
Another brother came to our midst to preach the gospel.
我就跟他讲一下我心里面的困惑。
So I talked to him about my puzzlement.
结果他问我一句话,
then he asked me this question.
他说你想到什么样的聚会去侍奉主呢?
What kind of fellowship do you want to go to serve the Lord?
我说我想到像使徒时代那样的教会去侍奉主。
I want to go to a fellowship like the time of the Acts to serve the Lord.
这个弟兄就毫不犹豫地跟我说，那这样你到孙弟兄那里去吧。
Therefore, this brother, without hesitation, said to me, go to the fellowship of a brother son.
很奇妙, 听到这句话呢, 我好像吃了一个定心丸。
Wondrously, after I heard these words, it's as if I got this assurance.
我就跟孙弟兄联络。
I contacted brother son.
所以我们什么时候要出来?
We want to start serving at this time.
想到西雅图来。
We desire to come to Seattle.
在那个之前, 孙弟兄是有跟我们邀请说, 利用暑假, 去那边一起追求个几个月。
Before this, Brother Sun has invited us to go there during the summertime for a few months to pursue the Lord together.
但是没有想到这个机会还没有到的时候，主已经要催促我们出来了。
However, before this opportunity came up, God already urged us to come out to serve Him.
那么其中有一个特别的经历。
There was a unique experience.
就是1992年的西安特会又在西雅图举行。
And then WCCC was held in Seattle again in 1992.
我去参加了。
We joined the conference.
然后我们在本地的那些弟兄姊妹就跟我们约好。
Therefore, the local brothers and sisters made this appointment for us.
就是去参加的特会回来之后，要跟他们一起祷告，然后确定一下到底主给我们是怎么带领。
Which is the local brothers and sisters decide to pray with us, to sense the leading of the Lord with us.
结果那天来了很多的弟兄姊妹。
That day, there were many brothers and sisters who came.
经过祷告和交通。
And we had a prayer and we had fellowship.
每一个人都说。 你的博士的这个课程应该把它放下来了，不要再继续了。
Everybody said, leave your PhD program aside.
啊，因为每个孩子们呢，也要跟你一起去，不要把他们送回台湾去。
And Deborah and the kids should also come with you. Don't send them back to Taiwan.
啊，说就是现在，应该就马上走。
And the time is now.
但是呢，我心里面还有很多想法。
However, in my heart, I have other thoughts.
啊，长话短说。
To make a long story short.
那天心里面不太很舒服。
My heart was not very comfortable.
我说这些弟兄姊妹都帮我做主了。
All these brothers and sisters were making my decisions.
而且好像要把我赶走似的。
And they were trying to chase me out.
但是第二天早晨。
But the next morning.
当我一起来跪在主面前祷告的时候。
I woke up and I knelt before the Lord to pray.
有一句话就出来了。
And a word came to me.
那是希伯来书第12章第1节第2节。
Which is Hebrews 12:1-2.
那里说我们既有这许多见证人。 如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在前头的路程。
Hebrews 12:1, therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。 他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
主告诉我说，昨天晚上在这里的那一些弟兄姊妹，他们不是凭自己说的，是主让他们说的。
The Lord told me, last night those brothers and sisters did not speak for themselves. They spoke from the Lord. They are messengers sent by the Lord.
那么特别是那个十字架又再一次出现在我的眼前。
And also the cross was also coming into my image of my mind.
想到我们的主忍受了十字架的苦难。
And I remember that the Lord has borne the endure the cross.
让我回想起。 在六年前，当我们从台湾要再度回美国读书的时候，英美系的寻求，主把十字架放在我们的里面。
And the Lord reminded me 6 years ago when we sought the Lord and we came back to America again to study. And in Deborah's mind, God gave her the image of the cross.
所以从那以后，就是我们背十字架跟从主，好好侍奉他的日子。
So from that point onward was the day when we would take up His cross and follow Him.
到西雅图。 跟随孙弟兄一同侍奉学习他。
So we came to Seattle to work with brother son and to serve him.
感谢主给我一个这么好的弟兄带领我。
I thank the Lord that he has given me such a good brother to lead me.
让我在那里 认识到神永远的旨意更多。
Therefore, I had further knowledge about God's eternal purpose.
啊，认识我们今天蒙恩得救、建立教会的目标和道路，就是主自己。
The goal and the way by which we got the salvation is Christ Himself.
所以我要读啊一处的经文。
I want to read a passage.
那是在腓立比书第三章。
In Philippians chapter 3.
我先读第七和第八节。
Let me read verse 7 and 8 from chapter 3 of Philippians.
只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督多当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
Verse 7, but whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them but rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ.
这是那一次发生车祸的时候，主所教导我的一个功课。
This was the lesson that the Lord was teaching me after that accident.
世上的万事都不过是粪土。
All these things in the world are but rubbish.
唯独基督是我们的至宝。
Only it's that Christ has this surpassing value.
其次是第十和十一。
Next, verses 10 and 11.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。
Verse 10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
在我心里面真的是有个呼喊。
In my heart, there really has this crying.
这一生的使命就是更多认识基督。
My mission for my whole life is to know him more.
最后是13和14节。
Finally, verses 13 and 14.
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了。我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
Verse 13, brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
这句话一直激励我。
These verses continue to constrain me.
忘记背后，努力面前。
Forget what is in the past, but press on to what is forward.
向着标杆直跑。
Press on toward the goal.
我们的弟兄们都一直鼓励我们，主来的日子非常非常的临近。
Our brethren has always reminded us that it is very close to the Lord's return.
现在不是我们犹豫退后的时候。
This is not the time for us to hesitate and to shrink back.
乃是一个要竭力快跑。
This is the time for us to press on and to run toward the goal.
主已经在借着弟兄们把神荣耀的旨意和那个荣耀的奖赏都毫无保留的告诉了我们。
The Lord has, without holding back anything, He has already told us His glorious will and His glorious reward.
有谁能拦住我们去得这个奖赏？
Who can hinder us from getting this goal?
撒旦不能。
Satan cannot.
世界也不能。
The world cannot.
唯一最能拦住我们的是我们自己。
The ones who can truly hinder us are we ourselves.
所以但愿我们效法他。
May we be like him.
我们真是愿意背起十字架，舍己来跟从他。
That we would deny ourselves, take up the cross and follow him.
叫主来的时候，我们能够欢欢喜喜地迎接他。
So that when the Lord returns, we can receive him with all joy.
看见他的笑脸。
And we can see his smiling face.
得着他的称赞
and we can receive his praises.
从他的手中接受荣耀的奖赏
and from his hands we will receive this glorious reward.
那我们一起祷告
Let's pray together.
主，我们感谢你
Lord, we thank you.
你是何等的慈爱
You are full of loving kindness.
何等有恩典有怜悯
How you are full of loving kindness and grace.
主啊，我们何等的有福
We are so blessed.
能认识你
That we can know you.
接受你
And we can receive you.
能够跟随你
That we can follow you.
主啊，这一切都不是我们所配的
This is nothing that we deserve.
但是在白白的恩典里，你都把我们带进来了
But in this free grace, you have brought us in.
感谢你一直用爱激励我们
We thank you that you've been constraining us with your love.
一直在前面引导我们
You are leading us before us.
主啊，为着你在休斯顿 这个多年来所做的奇妙美好的工作，我们感谢你。
For your wondrous and beautiful work that, Lord, you have been doing in Houston, we thank you.
这般爱主的弟兄姊妹在这里是为着耶稣基督的见证。
These brothers and sisters here are here for the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ.
为着神永远的旨意。
And they're here for the eternal purpose of God.
主啊，求你祝福弟兄姊妹们。
May you bless the brothers and sisters here.
同心合一。
With one heart.
高举基督。
They will highly exalt Christ.
持守见证。
They will stand firm for your testimony.
持定道路。
They will stand firm in their way.
持定永生。
And then they will hold fast to this life.
直到主再来的日子。
Until the day when the Lord comes back again.
谢谢你垂听我们的祷告。
Thank you for hearing our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
In the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.